This is a conversation with Shannon Maud of Nonstop Talk with Cheryl Z, owner of Ring of Fire. 6:53 a.m. it starts on Friday, June 27th, and that's Pacific time, 6:53 a.m. I removed Shannon and many others that might have anything to do with NST, so they will not contact me to help out JoJo with her crazy little games that she's been playing to harass me. I removed Shannon, and less than an hour, she realized that I had removed her, and I haven't talked to this girl in months. She's had plenty of time to contact me, so why would she want to re-add me? Why would she even notice that I removed her? My guess is she's been spying on my status. She's the one that knows when I come online. And yesterday there was somebody that JoJo delegated to go into my channel, Ring of Fire, to spy. And less than 2 minutes after I came online, this Alexis girl came into my channel. And I figured the way that she knew that I was there and came in with a perfect time is because somebody told her. And at this point, I'm inclined to think that it was Shannon that told her, since it looks like she's keeping pretty close watch on my status. So here's the conversation now.
Hey, by the way, Shannon, JoJo for months has been blowing smoke up your ass and everybody's asses. I haven't been doing any of these things that she claims. I don't go in her channel and I don't send people into her channel. I do not harass anybody, and I don't condone it. So, just FYI. Anyway, have a beautiful weekend. By the way, not sure why you wanted to add me. You never talked to me. Do you want to talk to me? Is there something you need to say? I'll give you a couple minutes to reply to me. And say whatever you want to say. Otherwise, I'll remove you as a contact. Nothing personal. It's just that I don't talk to you.
I don't know what's going on with you and JoJo. I don't even know why I added you. I'm not mad at you. I have nothing against you. I'm just going through hell right
now. Like I said, nothing personal. I have nothing against you either. But I can tell you that this whole thing, whatever anybody's calling it, a war, it's not ROF and NST warring. It's not Cheryl and JoJo warring. It's JoJo against me and ROF. It's all completely one-sided, and she's blowing smoke up everybody's ass because she doesn't want me on Zello for some reason, and the only reason I can figure is because she doesn't like, she feels threatened by the existence of my channel. And nothing more. I mean, I know she's been telling people I've been doing all kinds of things, but, you know, before anybody goes and blindly believes this stuff, they should ask for some evidence. And I can tell you without a doubt that there is not going to be a shred of evidence because I've never done any of those things. And had I done it or delegated any of these things to, for anybody to do, there would be some evidence of it. I guarantee you that. Because there's evidence of JoJo doing these things. Anyway, now you have the story, at least in a nutshell. How are you doing these days anyway? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I understand. I don't know what's going on. I do hear a lot. I don't know what's going on. And, I don't know. No, I'm not doing the best, but I'll be all right. I'm just trying to figure everything out right now. Thinking through everything, you know. But I'm glad you and your channel are doing well.
We're doing great. We're doing great most of the time. Except with, you know, the occasional crowd that JoJo throws my way. Or when she comes into Ring of Fire, sends people in there. It's never going to stop. Stalkers don't stop until they are stopped. And I don't know if you realize this, but that's what she is. She is a sociopath. And they're unpredictable, and there's no method to their madness. You can't make sense of what they do. And that's what makes them dangerous. And I'm sure you see some sweet side of her, and, you know, you see the side that she wants people to see most of the time, but there's a really, really dark and seriously messed up side to that girl.
Just do me a favor. Well, do yourself a favor. Read about stalkers. And you know JoJo pretty well. You know her background. You know some of her behavior. You'll begin to understand her better, and you'll see that a lot of the background of stalkers, how they grew up and stuff like that, fits JoJo to a T. It's because of her that I've read up on the stuff myself. She's very troubled. But she's latched on like a bulldog, and stalkers don't stop. They focus on it. They become obsessed. I'm not the only person on Zello she's harassed, but I seem to be her number one target. And she's, I don't know if she's making all this stuff up or if she's completely delusional, but she's been saying that I'm doing some things and getting other people to do certain things, and it's all completely delusional. If it's not a delusion, it's nonetheless, it's completely wrong. And it's just freaking weird. It really is weird. I guess she's trying to drive me off or get me banned or something. But she's never going to get me banned because she's not going to be able to produce a shred of evidence of me doing anything. And I'll tell you the number one reason why is because I'm not. Somebody could listen in to my mod channel, my mod section, even my conversations, 24/7, and they would never hear me saying, oh yeah, go over to NST and do XYZ and go to JoJo and do... She and some of her mods, some of her goons have been sending me and my mods contact requests. They've been coming in the channel. I could go on and on, but it's just... I don't even know what the hell to say. That's just crazy. But anyway, enough about that. I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling all that well. I know what it's like to live in pain and discomfort. And it really cramps your style. Do you still talk to Lily? Does JoJo still talk to her? Anyway, I really don't care if you share this recording with JoJo. She's gotten plenty of people to go try to catfish and get me to say stuff, take it to her. I don't know if you'll do the same or what. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter to me. I've just been trying to ignore this stuff as best I can for as long as I can. But, you know, she keeps sending people after me and coming in my channel and making threats and stuff like that and getting other people to drag drama into the channel. It's just, it really gets tiring, you know? I'd say 50% of the drama that comes into Ring of Fire is because of JoJo or NST or her mods.
No, I'm not sharing anything, Cheryl. I don't need any drama in my life, and I don't know. I'm just shocked by your message. I don't know. Not you, I'm just shocked.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would be. You know, I did write to Zello because I had had it. And when she came into my channel and made this threat and these false accusations, I mean, I just had it. And she said, Cheryl, tell you and your mods to stop harassing my mods and leave them alone. They're doing a fine job. They're, you know, stop calling them faggots. And leave us alone, or I swear to God, I will have your channel. No, I swear to God, I will shut your channel down. And I think that's almost word for word. I'm surprised I got that really good. I was blown away. I didn't know what the hell she's talking about, and I figured it was another one of her harassment tactics, whatever. But on the very slight chance that there was any truth to what she was saying, I went to her very earnestly. I didn't talk about anything else except that. And I said, first of all, you didn't handle that right. Coming to my channel and doing that, it's not the right way to go. If there's really an issue, you should have came to me. And I will handle it and take it seriously, because I do not condone, neither do I ask anybody to go and do anything like that. So I asked her. I said, please, if you believe this is one of my moderators, or moderators, plural, that did what you claim, please give me the name and give me some recording or something, and I will address this issue, and I will talk to them and possibly revoke their star. I asked her twice. I even asked one of her mods if she knew anything. I got nothing. And then I asked Lily. And, you know, I left her a message and got nothing. And when she hadn't gotten back to me, and then I wrote to Zello. And then after that, I finally heard from JoJo. She got on Lily's account, and she went on an insulting rampage for about 3.5 minutes and never even once addressed the issue. She acted like I was harassing her and insulted the shit out of me and seriously abused me. But again, she never once addressed the issue, you know, which was... You know, she seemed so concerned about her mod being harassed, but she never mentioned one thing about it. I had more concern about it than she did. I don't think it ever happened. I think it was just her playing her little games that she does. And it didn't surprise me. It didn't surprise me that she didn't mention anything about it. She acted like I was harassing her, but she's the one that came into my channel and threw out a threat and some false accusations. And that's the only time that I have ever retaliated. And I don't think writing to Zello and telling them the truth of what's going on is really considered harassment or really even retaliation for that matter. But there might come a time soon where I put all this truth out there in the open. So people can see that what JoJo claims is false, and that she's not this innocent person that she wants to lead people to believe, and she's not a victim of me at all. I've got better things to do, but I'm just sick of it. I know that you know that she asks people to go in my channel and spy. And catfish. And that she wants badly. She can taste it. She wants it so bad for me to get off of Zello. I know you know these things. And you hear the passion in her voice and how much she absolutely despises me. But it's all completely unfounded. So that part shouldn't come as a surprise to you, because I know that you know these things.
I don't know. I just hate drama. I hate drama totally. I just hate it. You've got to do what you got to do. Everybody's got to do what they got to do. I'm dumbfounded right now by everything. And I'm sorry. I'm just sorry that everything's going on for everyone.
Yeah, you too. I'm tired of hearing good people getting hurt. You know, it's bad enough people get blocked from channels for no freaking reason, but to get harassed and stalked and slandered and manipulated and all this other stuff, and a lot of it is coming from one person. I have never heard more stuff about complete bullshit drama and harassment about any one person more than JoJo. And this is we're talking by like 30, 40, 50 times more than I've ever heard about it from about anybody. You know, she goes unprovoked into other channels. I guess maybe she sees them on the trending list repeatedly, and then she goes and tries to attack them, get people to mod for her, ask them to shut their channels down. Stuff like this. I don't know why she's so obsessed with the status of her channel. And why she can't just peacefully coexist on Zello like most other channel owners do. A lot of us channel owners band together. We help each other. We help cross-promote. I've helped out dozens of channel owners. Help them how to run their channel, how to open and set it up, how to transfer their crown. Help them write their channel text, create profile images for them. And then I support people, too, and counsel them to boot. You know, but all the people who are rational and level-headed, kind, giving people, we all band together and we're good to each other. We don't behave like that, and we are just appalled by this juvenile behavior. You know, and JoJo says in her reply to me that she's too young for this and I'm too old for this. and acts like it's all coming from me. She couldn't possibly believe that's true. You know, and I don't even know what the hell that means. She's not too young for that kind of behavior. No, I guess not. Anybody can behave badly at any age. But yes, I am too mature and too level-headed to behave and stoop to her level, to stoop anywhere near that level. But I know people that are 20 years old that are sweet as can be. You know, even people have had troubled paths like she has. There's no excuse for it. I've heard people try to make excuses. There is no excuse for that. Just because you can't trust people or you've been hurt in the past, that's not an excuse. You know? There's just some deeply rooted emotional, psychological issues there. And really, I've got better things to do than try to keep this JoJo drama away from me, my mods, my users, my channel. You know? Sometimes when mods get dissed over there at NST, they come into my channel and oh boo-hoo and all this stuff. And I feel bad for them, but, you know, I try to cut them off. You know, I'll let them talk for, you know, 30, 45 seconds, and then I just try to cut them off and say, you know what, I really understand, because I don't want to discount their feelings or anybody that's gotten hurt over there, or hurt anywhere in any channel. It's not just her channel. It's other channels, too. But, you know, but I say, you know, I understand, but we don't want to bring, you know, drama in from other channels. Anyway, I digress, and I apologize for rambling on. Anyway, other than that, everything is going great in the channel. We've got some wonderful people in there. We've got a lot of love, a lot of support, a lot of really great conversations, a lot of laughs. We've got some people in there, especially mods, with really great, silly, lighthearted sense of humor. We have a lot of fun, and I love my family in there. And JoJo's never going to steal, as she puts it, my mods. That's just a hopeless endeavor there. It's not going to happen. And you really cannot steal anything that nobody possesses. We don't own people. We don't own mods. We don't own users. And that kind of behavior, that kind of attitude, it's just, it's kind of sick. It's like treating someone like a number, an inanimate object. And we're all people with hearts and minds, and we all go where we want to go. You know, that's just silly. But, I've only had two mods ever leave Ring of Fire. One very respectfully left because he likes to banter a little, he likes to play a little rough. And out of respect for me and my channel, he didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and so he stepped back. And then another one just vanished without a trace. But I finally did hear from her, like, a couple months later, and she wanted to come back as a mod. And here's something you've probably never experienced over at NST and Fire Nonstop Talk, is every single one of our moderators have gotten along with every one of our moderators. There's never been any fights, no backstabbing, no talking behind someone's back, no mischief. It's just, we truly are a family. I take it back, we treat each other better than family, because we don't squabble. We don't have petty little fights, you know? But I wish every channel could be like that. I wish everybody could feel that kind of camaraderie and love. And I wish you guys could too, in NST and Fire and Nonstop Talk. I really wish you guys could. But you guys have like this revolving door. You know, three new mods come on, three mods leave, or something like that. Four or five a week, I don't know. Anyway, sounds like I'm having a one-sided conversation now. So I'm going to go ahead and end this. And wish you a wonderful weekend, Shannon. And I don't want to I don't mean to drag you into this, but it's probably good that your eyes are opened. So I'll leave you on that note, okay? And you take care.
Thanks, Cheryl. I was just listening, so that's all I was doing, listening to all your messages. I wish you luck. I don't know anymore. I just don't know.
Thanks, Shannon. Yeah. And good luck to you. I wish you the best, and I hope you feel better. Like I said, I know how that is, and you just keep waiting for the day that you'll feel better. You know, I've resigned to the fact that I'll probably be in pain for the rest of my life. I just hope it's not as much as I'm in right now. But good talking to you again. You take care. Stay sweet.
Now that I am co-owner, which you probably know of Fire on Sub Talk, I'm just going to concentrate on that station, nothing else. You will not hear me in your room, hear any of my mods in the room. I'm just going to concentrate on me and Zello and just from my little world. So, as I said before, good luck. Just leave me, my mods, JoJo, everything just alone, and we're going to leave you alone. I want a truce. I'll talk to you later. Please, good luck. And good luck with Ring of Fire. And have fun. I'm glad you guys are all happy and a family. Bye-bye.
And I'd like to note that I believe Shannon's sincere about that because she's never engaged in this fight. She doesn't want drama, and I believe she doesn't, you know, want to send her mods over to Ring of Fire and engage in any of this stuff. But that's Shannon. That's not JoJo. And nobody can control what JoJo does. Anyway, Shannon left me a text message. And I came back later and I heard her message and replied to it. And she's like leave. She's saying, leave NST alone. And I said, you don't get it. I am. And I have been. I have not harassed anybody over there or asked anybody to do that. It's just, it's stupid. So, I don't know. Maybe she just doesn't get it. But, okay, so I listened, and then this is my reply later. You know, because she was telling me about the cancer. And that's pretty much just all this is about cancer. How she can beat it. But, you know, for reference, I'll include it, too.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you, too.
You know, so you can see that there's, you know, this is the entire conversation. There's no me bothering or harassing her. And again, she sent me a contact request. She wanted to talk to me.
Especially with your cancer. I know that sucks. And by the way, I don't know how far along it is. But something that Western doctors and pharmacies do not want people to know is that it can be beat. All forms of cancer can be beat.
You know, I'm just going to leave this part out. It's about 8 minutes, 9 minutes of me giving her health advice on cancer. And that's it. And then I think there's little to nothing left about the previous conversation. So I'm just going to end it right there so you guys don't have to listen in on how to beat cancer and all this stuff. It's just me being helpful. That's what I do. I help people. Counsel them. Okay, I'm trying to get back to my recorder and shutting it off now.